Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we'll continue to rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is good, the Lord is wonderful, the Lord is kind. God is so awesome, and we are thankful to God for allowing us to come together on fasting and prayer on today. I hope you all are blessed. Today is day 16. Day 16, we are inching ever so close to the midway point. Amen. And you know what they say, once you reach the halfway mark, it's all downhill from there. Hope you're having a blessed Saturday morning. It's raining here in Maryland, but the Lord is still blessing and the Lord is still good. All right, we're going to get right to the word. It's a very familiar passage of scripture. Comes to us from the book of Ephesians. Book of Ephesians. And I want to read Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 18. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 18. And beloved, in your own personal private time with God, I would that you would read the entire 6th chapter of Ephesians. Here's what the word of the Lord says. And pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. The word of God for the people of God, thanks be to God. For just a few minutes, I want to talk about my secret weapon. My secret weapon. Beloved, this text is very familiar in that we know that this is in the final chapter, Paul's words to the people of God on how to put on your armor. He says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Then he says, put on the full armor of God, or if you're reading King James, the whole armor of God, which is the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, feet fitted with the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Beloved, we have weapons at our disposal, and we're geared up for warfare. But every good soldier not only has weapons that are obvious, but every good soldier also has a secret weapon, a weapon that is concealed, a weapon that is hidden from sight, that in case of the need or use for that weapon, you'll pull out that secret weapon. So the question is, what is the secret weapon, Pastor Jones? And the secret weapon is praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. So the relevant question is, what does it mean to pray in the Spirit? What does it mean to use my secret weapon? First thing I want you to see, beloved, is that you got to pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Look at the A clause of verse 18. It says, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Stop there. Pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Notice it says, and pray, and pray. The conjunction and is a connection to your secret weapon, to the works in harmony of the weapons of your armor. Meaning in all occasions, I can pray in the Spirit along with all of the weapons at my disposal that are part of my armor, that which also means all occasions I can stand against the devil's schemes. That's verse 11. Verse 12 says, I can stand against things that come to me in flesh and blood. I can stand against the authorities and powers and spiritual wickedness in high places. That's verse 12. I can stand my ground. I can, verse 13, I can stand firm, verse 14. Whether I'm on offense or defense, in all occasions, hallelujah, I can pray in the Spirit and be victorious. Beloved, I don't care where you are or what you're doing or what's happening around you. God has placed on us the necessary armor to fight the wiles of the evil one. But then you also got and pray in the Spirit on all occasions. You also have the secret weapon of praying in the Spirit. Isn't it good news to know that God has made us victorious? Because whether we're on offense or defense, no matter the occasion, in all occasions, I can pray and be victorious. There's more here, beloved. Not only can you pray in the Spirit on all occasions, but the second thing, beloved, is look at this. B clause of verse 18 says, with all kinds of prayers and requests. Notice it says this, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Notice that Paul mentions prayer after you have the sword of the Spirit. Verse 17 lets us know, take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. Paul mentions this after having the sword of the Spirit, which means I can pray in the Spirit because I have the sword of the Spirit. That means God's word weaponizes my prayer and my prayer request. Did you know that? That when you pray in the Spirit, and when you use the sword of the Spirit, when you open your mouth to pray, pray God's word. And when you pray God's word, it weaponizes your prayer. Woo! What a secret weapon, that I can weaponize my prayers by using God's words. In other words, you're saying back to God what God already knows is in his word. You're using the sword of the Spirit to help empower your prayers. And beloved, that's a secret weapon and nobody really knows. So that when you talk to God, you say, God, you said, I am the head and not the tail. Your word says, I am above and not beneath. Your word says, I'll be the lender and no longer the borrower. You can weaponize your prayers. You can say that I've never seen the righteous forsaken nor his seed begging bread. Weaponize your prayers by adding the word of God. In fact, the Apostle Paul lets us know in verse 19, he says, pray also for me that whenever I speak, words may be given me so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel. See, he's saying this because he says, I am an ambassador in chains, but I pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should. You got to learn how to weaponize your prayers. Hallelujah. So, beloved, first thing you need to understand and know is that you got to pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Second thing you should understand and know about your secret weapon is with all kinds of prayers and prayer requests, you can weaponize your prayers because you've got the sword of the Spirit, and then you learn to pray in the Spirit. But here's the third and final thing that blessed me. You can weaponize your prayers. Your secret weapon is always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. That's the C clause of verse 18. and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Text says, be alert. The enemy is all about. Always pray for your neighbor, because the neighbor you pray for just might be the neighbor who's praying for you. Do you know that God allows us to experience what I call the force field of prayer? That when you extend prayer for someone else, for all of God's people, as you're praying for all of God's people, you are actually praying, and that person is praying as well, and that extension of force field is covering you as well. So in other words, beloved, pray like a force. Prayer is like a force field. Prayer for all the Lord's people will make sure that prayer is extended over you. In other words, when you want answered prayer, you got to pray for someone else. When you pray for someone else could be praying for you and your situation. And God covers us. That's the secret weapon. Oh, we ain't got nothing else you can do. And when there's nothing else that you can help with, just get on your knees and call on the name of the Lord and pray for God's people. You want to know how you can bless your pastor? Just keep on praying for me and mine, because I surely pray for you and yours. And the force field of prayer covers us all. Beloved, I hope you got it. Not only are we supposed to put on the full armor of God, which gives us our weapons, but there's a secret weapon of praying in the Spirit that God has given us as well. Use your weapon wisely in all occasions, with all kinds of prayers over all the Lord's people. That's our secret weapon. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come this morning grateful and thankful for the weapon of prayer. Thank you, Lord God, that the weapon is an arsenal, is in our arsenal, and that we can use this weapon, Lord God, at any time, whether we're on offense or defense, whether we're trying to move forward, Lord God, or whether we are restrained in some way, we can pray, Lord, and the power of your prayer based on your word will allow us, Lord God, to advance and be victorious. And Lord, let us not forget to pray for one another. Give us the will, the determination, and the mindset to pray for our neighbor. Because, Lord God, a neighbor just might be praying for all of us. God, we thank you for the weapon of prayer. Help us to learn how to faithfully pray in the Spirit. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and thank God. Don't forget, you got a secret weapon, and that weapon is praying in the Spirit. Be blessed, beloved. Enjoy your Saturday. We're off tomorrow. We will rejoin on Monday morning. In the meantime and in between time, get to church. Get to somebody's church and give God praise. God bless you. Have a smile upon you. In Jesus' name, amen.